Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And Danielle Kading of WPR News. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Danny, there's a little activity going on at the City of Superior this week.
That's right, Robin. The city clerk in Superior has agreed to resign as part of a separation agreement that was reached last Friday, March 24th. Her resignation follows a reprimand for insubordination and inappropriate treatment of fellow staff. City Clerk Camila Ramos agreed to resign immediately, and she had previously been placed on administrative leave on March 15th. Following an unsuccessful appeal of a reprimand by Superior Mayor Jim Payne. Payne declined to rehash details of the reprimand on Thursday, but he pointed to circumstances of insubordination and unprofessional treatment of staff, which two former employees had cited as the reason for their resignation last year. And so now Camila Ramos will receive 3 months pay and benefits. She will also receive paid leave that she's accumulated, and she will also receive health and dental coverage through the end of July. WPR reached out to Ramos on Thursday, but she did not respond to our request for comment. She was first appointed as the city's clerk in 2021 by the mayor with approval from the city council, and she had been employed at the city since 2016.
All right. Well, going outside of City Hall, it may be officially spring, but it doesn't quite feel like we've gotten that memo when it comes to air temperature. But the Big Lake has been warmer this winter, at least when it comes to ice cover.
That's right. It's been one of the lowest levels on record this winter, as the region has witnessed warmer than normal temperatures. And average ice cover on the Great Lakes has tied 1998 and 2020 for the third lowest average ice cover since the beginning of the season at just under 6%. That's as of Sunday, according to researchers from the NOAA Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. And only 2002 and 2012 had average ice cover levels lower than that, according to records dating back 50 years. And so that's being driven by warmer temperatures that we had in January and February. And so the lakes didn't really have time or that persistent cold air needed for them to freeze. And, you know, ice cover on the Great Lakes has been declining over the last 50 years at about a rate of about 5% each decade. And in years where we've had less ice earlier in the season, we have seen more lake warming. And in fact, scientists at the University of Minnesota in Duluth have already seen that the lakes have warmed about 5 degrees Fahrenheit since the 1970s. So there's concerns that these winter conditions are really tied to what we might see later on in the summer here on Lake Superior and elsewhere in the Great Lakes.
Well, one area it will definitely impact is the shipping industry. How's the new season starting out?
Yeah, well, the season just kicked off on March 25th with the opening of the Sioux Locks at Sault Ste. Marie in Michigan. And this comes on the heels of the ports of Duluth Superior and Green Bay both seeing an extended season last year, going through January with some of the latest shipments nearly 50 years because of that low ice. And at the start of the season, vessels have so far been able to move more freely compared to last year when there was ice slowing the movement of ships on the upper lakes. And as the season kicks off, we're seeing some new developments at the port of Duluth Superior. Amsterdam-based Speedhoff, one of the largest shipping lines in the Netherlands, is now going to provide monthly container shipping service to the port for the first time in decades. And they'll be capable of carrying raw materials and finished goods and machinery. And also, there will be an $8.5 million expansion of its warehouse space. An additional 55,000 square feet will be added on at the port to help facilitate the movement of goods. And the Port of Duluth Superior is also expecting a pretty good cruise ship season returning after we saw vessels come back for the first time since 2013 last year, bringing more than 5,000 passengers to the Twin Ports. And they're expecting another good year for the crew season this year.
All right. Well, Rick, you've been looking at one particular international visitor coming into our port.
Yes, the first Salty arrived earlier this week. The 656-foot Federal Dart passed under the aerial lift bridge at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, becoming the earliest ocean-going vessel to arrive in the port of Duluth Superior. It beat the previous first Salty of the season record set on March 30, 2013, by 2 days, according to the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. The Federal Dart, which arrived with 23,000 tons of cement, left Turkey on March 3 and made a brief port call in Spain before crossing the Atlantic Ocean and completing the 2,300-mile voyage to North America's farthest inland seaport.
All right. Well, there may not be ice on the lake this year, but there could be a lake on your driveway.
Yes, flooding is coming to a spring near us. Every additional inch of snow on the ground across the Northland is increasing the risk of spring flooding as a near-record snowpack sits waiting for the inevitable melt. The National Weather Service in Duluth recently updated its spring flood outlook to say the risk of floods has again increased in recent weeks as snowfall piles up. Meteorologists warn that if you've had issues with spring flooding in the past, it's likely it will occur again this year. That's because much of the region is now covered by snow equaling 4 to 14 inches of rain. The deepest snowpack remains in the Arrowhead region, especially along higher elevations inland from Lake Superior, where snow is 4 feet deep in some areas. Those areas will be prone to flash flooding as North Shore streams tumble fast into Lake Superior. In other areas, the St. Louis River has a slightly elevated risk of flooding near Duluth, while the St. Croix and Chippewa Rivers in Wisconsin are likely to see flooding too. The Weather Service says any flooding will depend on how quickly the current blanket of snow melts and whether that melt comes with more water from spring rains. That's what happened last year when a late melt coincided with near-record spring rains, causing a flash flooding along the North Shore, wiping out bridges and culverts and causing devastating long-term flooding along the Rainy River watershed. Duluth has officially received over 125 inches of snow this winter. It's already the sixth snowiest on record and just 10 inches shy of the all-time record. Areas to the northeast of Duluth and along the South Shore snow belt in Wisconsin have received even more snow. But there is good news. The heavy snowpack has virtually eliminated an increasing drought that was creeping into the region last fall, according to the National Weather Service.
All right. Well, Rick, you know, your weather report confirms what Representative Chance Green was telling us about the snow he sees up here compared to the dry streets of Madison when he travels down to the Capitol. So there you go. You support it. He's not imagining that. We've been speaking with Rick Lubbers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
And Danielle Kading, Superior Base reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And finally today, as members of the University of Wisconsin-Superior community, we're extremely proud to note that Dr. Aaron Aldridge, orchestra director and professor of violin and viola, has been named the recipient of the University of Wisconsin System's Teaching Excellence Award. The award is the highest honor by the UW system for faculty, and we can think of no one else more deserving. Aaron is also the concertmaster of the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra and has appeared on our show many times. Here she is on the violin. Congratulations, Aaron. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.